Ever wonder how AI makes sense of the world? Like, how does it go from just a bunch of data to sounding almost human? Well, today we're taking a deep dive into large language models, or LLMs, you know, those AI systems that are crazy good at human language. But get this, we're also looking at knowledge graphs, which are like the organized brains behind a lot of AI. And to make things even more interesting, we're going to see how a philosopher, Wittgenstein, actually predicted some of the challenges facing AI way back in the 1920s. So, expert speaker, what's got you hooked on all of this?
Honestly, it's the way these different fields like AI, philosophy, and logic all kind of come together here. And Wittgenstein's work, particularly his Tractatus Logico-Philosophicus, it might seem old school, but it's got some surprisingly relevant stuff to say about the limits of AI today.
Tractatus Logico-Philosophicus, that's a mouthful. Could you break it down for us? What's the main takeaway?
So basically, Wittgenstein thought you could create a perfect language that perfectly reflected reality each sentence, like a precise logical statement. But he later realized that natural language, the way we actually speak, is way more complex than that. It's not just about grammar rules, right? It's about shared understanding, context, even things we just assume but don't say out loud.
So an AI might write a grammatically perfect sentence but totally miss the point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, write a love poem without actually getting what love is.
Exactly. And that's where Alexandra Posse's insights on LLMs are so interesting. Since language itself doesn't fully capture logic, AI that learns from massive amounts of text might struggle to reason like humans. They're great at patterns in language, but might not truly grasp the logic underneath.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do knowledge graphs fit into all of this?
Think of knowledge graphs like the scaffolding behind the scenes through these structured databases of facts where relationships between things are super clear. It's the difference between AI seeing a jumble of words versus understanding the connections between those words.
So it's like LLMs are all about the what of language, and knowledge graphs are about the why.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. LLMs excel at capturing those fuzzy relationships between concepts based on probability and huge data sets. Knowledge graphs, on the other hand, provide this framework of factual certainty that's structured and interconnected.
Sounds like we've got two very different systems here. I'm definitely ready to hear more about how they might actually work together, which you kind of hinted at earlier. This Wittgenstein guy really seemed to predict the issues we're facing in AI now. But what I'm really curious about is what happens when we combine these two approaches? Do we get an AI that can actually understand the world the way we do?
Now that is the million-dollar question. And to even start answering it, we need to look at this really interesting idea of symbiotic intelligence. So symbiotic intelligence, right? It's this cool idea that we can create way more powerful AI if we take different approaches, each with their own strengths, and kind of mash them up. Like, imagine taking the amazing language skills of LLMs and combining them with the structured logic of knowledge graphs.
Okay, I'm getting the picture, but how do we actually do that? How do we get these two systems to, you know, actually work together?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. Remember how we were talking about LLMs and how they excel at finding patterns? Picture aiming that pattern recognizing power at the information in a knowledge graph. It's organized so neatly, right? So instead of just figuring out the next word in a sentence, the LLM starts to see these deeper relationships between concepts.
So instead of just reading a dictionary, it's like teaching the LLM to read an encyclopedia where everything's connected.
Exactly. You got it. Suddenly, the LLM isn't just looking at words one by one. It's actually starting to understand how those words relate to each other in this factual, structured kind of way.
And what about the knowledge graph in all of this? Does it, like, get anything out of this interaction?
Oh, absolutely. See, Tony Seal, he pointed out that knowledge graphs can be a bit rigid, even though they're great with facts. But LLMs, they bring some flexibility to the table. They can help identify new connections that maybe weren't so obvious before, or even point out inconsistencies in the data.
So the LLMs are like constantly refining the knowledge graph, making it better all the time.
Yeah, you could say that. And, you know, Kingsley Idahan had some really cool notes about this. Like, imagine asking an AI a question, and it doesn't just give you an answer. It tells you exactly where it got that information from within a knowledge graph.
Whoa. So it's like having a built-in fact checker. No more, I heard it somewhere. You know exactly where the information came from.
Right. But it goes even further than that. Imagine LLMs that can summarize super complex topics, pulling info from all over a knowledge graph, or even, like, translate our everyday language into queries that a knowledge graph can understand.
That would be wild. It'd be like having a personal research assistant that digs through mountains of data and then tells you what's important in a way that actually makes sense. But are we talking sci-fi future here, or is this something that's possible now.
Believe it or not, we're already seeing bits and pieces of this. Some companies are starting to use knowledge graphs with their chatbots, you know, to make customer service more accurate and helpful. And as the tech gets better, we're only going to see more and more amazing applications.
So we're on the verge of this, like, incredible fusion of language and logic in AI. It feels like how we interact with information is about to totally change.
It's not just about smarter AI, though, right? It's about changing how we access and understand knowledge itself. It's a fundamental shift.
Whoa, okay, that's a pretty big statement. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about how we find information now. It's kind of all over the place, yeah. We're searching the web, skimming through articles, maybe checking out some specific databases. It's a lot. What if AI could, like, tie it all together?
You mean like having our own personal librarian who can instantly tell us how everything connects?
Exactly. LLMs, they're good at language, right? So they could be our guides through all this information. And then the knowledge graphs, they'd be the structure, making sure all that information actually makes sense.
So instead of drowning in data, we'd have this AI that says, here's the important stuff and here's what it means.
Yes. And it's not even just about finding information. It's about understanding it in a way deeper way. Imagine, like, students learning about history through these interactive AI-powered simulations.
Okay, now that would make history come alive. No more boring textbooks, just jump right in.
Right, they could ask questions, see different sides of an issue, maybe even, like, have a debate with a historical figure.
Wow, that's pretty wild. But what about research in general? It seems like this could change everything.
Definitely. Scientists could analyze huge amounts of data, you know, across all sorts of fields, and they'd be able to spot these hidden connections, stuff we might never have seen before.
It's like suddenly we have these amazing new tools to solve all these problems. Medicine, climate change, you name it.
Exactly. It's pretty exciting when you think about it.
It is exciting, but let's be real. Are we talking about something that's like decades away? Or is this hybrid AI already happening?
I mean, some of the really advanced stuff might be a while off, but honestly, we're already seeing the early stages.
Oh, really? So it's not just a fantasy. It's actually starting to happen.
Yeah. Companies are using knowledge graphs with their chatbots to make them crazy accurate. And as this tech keeps getting better, it's going to have a huge impact.
So we're not just talking about some far off future. We're talking about something that's unfolding right now that's kind of mind blowing. And a little bit intimidating.
Yeah, it is. And that's why it's so important to be talking about this stuff now. Like, to really think about the good and the bad that could come with it. We need to make sure we're developing AI responsibly.
I totally agree. This could be incredible for humanity, unlocking all this new understanding, new ways of being creative. But we have to make sure it's good for everyone.
Exactly. The future of AI isn't set in stone. It's something we're all creating right now. It's up to us to steer it in the right direction.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This has been an amazing deep dive into LLMs, knowledge graphs, even a little philosophy. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you learned something new or at least had your mind blown a little. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and we'll catch you next time.